Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
Good morning. Welcome to Medicine on Call. I think people are, a lot of things going on in the world today, and I think there's an announcement made by UnitedHealthcare that may have gotten lost in the mix, and I think there's a lot of changes coming on faster than people realized. UnitedHealthcare is pulling out, or they've threatened to pull out of the Affordable Care Act, out of the exchanges, and et cetera, and that would leave very little competition in whatever exchanges are left, and also in the Affordable Care Act plans. And as we talked about in the show, the less choice you have, the more you're going to be at the mercy of the insurance companies. You know, I predicted this was going to happen. The insurance companies were all in on the crafting of the bill, and they tried to make it as sweet as possible for themselves, and they made out like bandits initially. You know, they were given too big to fail money, so that if they didn't have enough people who joined their ranks, the government was going to make them whole or just give them money to make up for any shortfall. That's on top of the subsidies that people got paid, or the insurance companies got paid for the to pay for the premiums of the plan members. So, I mean, this was really just a total giveaway to the insurance company. And they have the nerve, like UnitedHealthcare now, to complain that it's not enough money, that they're losing money. You know, that's not a big surprise, seeing that the people who signed up for the Affordable Care Act, those that did, were the sickest, the most, the neediest of the insurance system. You know, they had basically not seen a doctor, supposedly, not gone to any kind of health facility because of money. So there was a huge inertia or buildup of people who were going to use the system. Now they have less choice. And there's an article that came out about 2 days ago about how the PPO plans, and I talked about this before, there are three types of insurance plans. You have the PPO, something called a POS, and the HMO plan. The HMO, people know what that is. It's basically the least choice, the cheapest plans, but giving you the smaller panel, less medical options, et cetera. And the PPO is the preferred provider plans, which is the top of the line, the supposed Cadillac plans, where you don't have to have a gatekeeper. You can see any doctor you want. You can go to a specialist. Of course, you're going to pay for that with huge premiums. And, you know, it used to be reasonable deductibles, maybe $500 to maybe $1,500. Well, that's about to go away. So not only is UnitedHealthcare pulling out, but PPO plans are being removed from the cafeteria of plans that are offered by the insurance companies. So they're pulling out of the federal Obamacare exchanges in growing numbers of markets. Houston is one example. So imagine, if you don't have a PPO plan as a choice, then that's all you're left with is the HMO plan, which means you're going to get the least choice, the smaller provider plan choices, fewer hospitals taking your insurance plan, and it's all designed to save money because the insurance companies get to deny, but you pay a premium, and the choices of services are limited. Now, this is where it gets really kind of dicey. Things that they're going to limit is cancer care. So they use this example in this article, and I'm going to put it on Facebook so people can see it, but the article speaks specifically, especially in Houston, about MD Anderson. That's the premier cancer center in the country. Will no longer be accessible to these patients because they won't be taking the HMO plans, which you can understand because they get paid less. It's a huge amount of money to take care of somebody with cancer. And if the reimbursement from the insurance company drops by a third or whatever the amount is, the hospital's not going to take it anymore. So we have rationing now, part two, where not only is the premium going to go up, or I should say the deductible out-of-pocket is going to go up, but now you're going to have less choice in where you go to be treated. And, of course, the big-ticket items like cancer care are going to go by the wayside for these patients. Now, It's not just the Obamacare patients, because when they get rid of a PPO plan, they get rid of it. They're not going to have it for anybody else, whether they're in Obamacare part of the healthcare system or not. So we have now a ripple effect that's potentially coming online for the entire country, where, again, if I predict it, you'd be paying more and getting less. And in this article, they talk about upwards of $10,000 out-of-pocket costs per month using these HMO model plans. So basically, the insurance company's paying nothing, gouging you in a premium and out-of-pocket, and you're going to self-ration because you can't afford to see the doctor. Now, for those who think the Affordable Care Act is awesome, I hope you realize what you've got yourself into. Are you there, Dave?
Yes.
I'm here.
Well,
I'm sorry, Dr. George. I had to step out for just a second.
That's okay. But basically, what we have now is a system that is more than a tax. It's now controlling your health. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to die because of this, and it's a de facto death panel, and it's all about the money, and there's nothing, no congressional help with it, nothing that's putting a stop to this. But I think this is the plan all along. You're going to have people clamoring for the government to step in when they realize what they're left with and the kind of healthcare system they're left with. And of course, Congress is pulling up the rear with, you know, playing catch up in this new, I guess it's a supposed repeal of parts of Obamacare are irrelevant. That Cadillac tax doesn't matter because it applied to the PPO plans. But you know what? If they don't exist anymore, the Cadillac tax is irrelevant. And these guys are amazing. So, it's, in my opinion, it's time to start making tracks towards getting out of the insurance market, whether you're a doctor or a patient, because it's not sustainable and you're definitely not going to be able to get or give high quality health care. And that's pathetic, honestly.
You know, Dr. George, one of the things that people don't understand about it is that you're totally, as a patient, you're totally at the mercy of the hospital, the insurance company. You go in thinking that you're covered for this or that, and come to find out your insurance policy has more ways than Swiss cheese to get out of it. And they say, well, you know, I'm sorry, but on the second Wednesday of the third month of the lunar calendar, well, you aren't covered on that. And it's incredible.
It's the way that society is working now. I mean, this is not, we've had a complete 180 degree turn here where it's all about corporatism. These are corporate decisions. They have nothing to do with delivering health care. It's become such a feeding frenzy where the government has again picked winners and losers and have given, you know, freebies to their corporate friends. Whoever gives the money to Capitol Hill has a huge amount of say in what goes on. I don't care who it is, if it's the media, if it's, you know, the insurance companies, the banks, it's the same story. Too big to fail is the essence of how our society works right now. But as long as you have the choice to, again, make some common sense choices for you and your family, you don't have to be a part of this. You know, they understand money, and they do understand the fact that if patients, consumers, whomever, take control of their decisions and they lose money because of decisions that people make, they come around. They stop doing the things that they've been getting away with. You know, they really, really think that you have nowhere to go, that you don't have choices, that you have to choose them, that what are you going to do about it? That's their mentality. The only good thing in this law, if this bill, if it ever gets passed, and hopefully gets through from the other side, is that the mandates go away, which means that people get to, well, they already are, you know, there's already, we talked about this at length, there's a way around it with medical cost sharing, but until and unless the mandates go away, the medical cost sharing is the option that you have now, but it'll just give people more, it's all about choice. If you don't have to be held bound by this system, it also gives you a chance for free market to work a little bit better, because if they have to buy for your business in a bigger way, then that means maybe the PPO plans could come back. Maybe they would start covering health, you know, needs again. I mean, this is a rigid two-tier system. Whatever Jimmy Carter got in terms of treatment for his cancer, you and I are not going to get if we're in the healthcare, the medical insurance market. That's locked. That's not an option. You can't even go to the premier cancer centers in the country. That was already a problem under the Affordable Care Act. But if you bought a PPO plan, and you would still have access to them if you had enough money to pay for that. You don't even get the choice anymore into this. I mean, that is just sick on so many levels.
You know, Dr. George, yesterday, Dr. Blank was, we were talking after her show about there's a medicine, a cancer medicine now that the drug itself is like $90,000 in it. That, you know, and this is like for a 3-month thing and then you have to pay it again. And, us common folks, we can't afford anything like that. You know, we if that's the only choice, then there is no choice.
That's correct. And if you don't have the help of the insurance company that you pay for to help pay for that cost, then you're basically signing someone's death warrant. And it's become a privilege to have health insurance, or I should say, to get health care in the country under this model. So all of the talk from the progressives about everybody is equal, health care is a right, not a privilege, is totally not true. And the fact that they've tried to create a system where there's supposed fairness, it was never set up that way. It was set up to take the money of the people who are working the hardest in taxes, in fines, and whatever else you want to put it, in rationing of care, because they couldn't afford to even see the doctor. Those are the people who got hurt by this. The people in Medicaid and on the government version of insurance, Medicaid and Medicare, have already been on the outside looking in. I can tell you that. They've been denied the best medications because they're not on their formulary. The doctors who are the independent doctors who are patient-centered, have been pushed out of those systems because they get punished for taking care of their patients, either in terms of being for fraud, for underbilling, or writing a prescription for things that are uncovered over and over again, or they basically can't afford to see the patients and stay open. So they've been pushed out of that system. Now they're coming for the rest of the people. They've basically ruined the best healthcare system in the world. That's why people come here, because we did have the best healthcare system. Now it's becoming a joke, and it's a two-tier system. And if you do think that you're going to get awesome care and carry one of these insurance cards, I have another rude awakening for you. It doesn't work that way anymore. You are getting questionable care, driven by doctors and other allied professionals who are not on your side anymore, who are basically gathering data, putting you in population-based medicine protocol, and it's euthanasia, straight up. And if you're not young, healthy, viable, of tax-paying age, you're not going to get very much care anymore. And on that note, let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call. Welcome back to Medicine on Call. One of the things that people need to be aware of is that the cost of healthcare has gone through the roof in a very short amount of time. I'm not just talking about the plans at this point. I'm talking about the cost of medication. This has become a real problem where we're talking about 100 percentage points of increase in cost within a week. So I gave an example, I think, of the ear drop that we ordered. I talked about one that was $20 and now it's $200. That was a specialty drop for, itching of the ear. We're talking now about the routine antibiotic drops, which have been around for 20, 30, 40 years. That used to be $15. They have become $200 drops now. So it's just incredible that there is no rain. Nothing is raining in the cost of these drugs. And these are the ones that used to be generic, have been around forever. And all of a sudden, people are being priced out. I have no idea. Well, part of the problem is we're talking about the consolidation of everything in our society, whether it's the media, whether it's, you see, pharmaceutical companies joined together, and that's become, again, a too-big-to-fail phenomenon. As soon as these drug companies become the only producer of whatever medication it is, the prices go up 400%, 500%. The access drops because they stop making them. They don't make enough to cover what the market needs are. We've seen this with blood thinning medication, with antibiotics, with anesthesia medication. It's amazing that now it's hidden the routine medication for ENTs for everybody. You know, and this is unbelievable. And then you have the recall side of it, where they're making substandard medication. You know, they used to make them in the United States. Now we're making them in India, in China, in Puerto Rico. There was a big scandal about one of their manufacturing plants being not making code and them being shut down. So that the amount of things that are entering our market for medication-wise are questionable. You know, the amount of recalls that we get in those letters was just an avalanche. Every day you would get almost open a mail and say, "You have to. This medication is being recalled because it smells funny. It doesn't have the medication. This is my favorite. It didn't even have the medication in it. So it was a capsule of just a filler, but not the medication. So you're getting a placebo. How many people has this affected across the country that we don't know that it was a medication that was just crap, essentially, that they were writing a prescription, that you were writing a prescription for, that the patient was being gouged for, but wasn't even able to treat their medical problem? This is a system that is absolutely corrupt at this point and is running amok and is making buku money with the backing of the government. And the last thing that's come online now, I think it's Rite Aid and Walgreens, two of them joined. So now you have a huge pharmacy system, again, where the price control is going to be gone. There's no competition. They can jack up whatever price they want. This is just becoming a single payer on all levels. It's just a bonanza. And nobody's stepping in. What happened to, you know, restriction of trade? What happened to, antitrust? That doesn't seem to exist to these people.
Do you... I asked yesterday, is there any way to, in your opinion, to right the ship?
Well, it comes down to the consumer being savvy and not just taking it. I mean, it's just, I mean, I talk to people daily now because it's in the new enrollment system. And people are telling me, oh, I'm going from paying $500 to paying $900 out of pocket and more, and going from a deductible of $500 to $5,000. And they just feel like they have no choice. And they have to opt out of these cafeteria plans. There's no reason, in my opinion, I mean, unless you have an amazing array of catastrophic problems, that you shouldn't look into medical cost sharing, because that is the future of affordable medicine. Direct primary care practices where you get a one-on-one relationship with an independent doctor and you have a home, a real medical home, not this stuff where you're just basically being led around by the nose by an expensive system that's just putting you in to pay more money in but not get any services. Young people, because they're the bread and butter of this, people who have no medical problems, who are healthy, who are just paying just because they want to make sure they're covered, that's who they're making the money on big time. They want as many of you as they can possibly get into the system so they can take your money and not pay the Ponzi scheme, basically. So in answer to your question, stop taking these plans. Look into, there's only three companies that do this now, Liberty HealthShare, MediShare, and Samaritan. Those are the places that you need to start looking at, that you can move away from this system. Come into the part of the system, because it's a two-tier system. What I didn't tell you is that the two-tier system is the medical insurance market and everything else. And the medical insurance market-based system is crap. It just seems to be going down the hill. It's just exponentially. Every day it just seems to be getting worse. We talk about it. If you walk into an emergency room these days, the chance of seeing a doctor is pretty low. If you are seeing a doctor, they're really there basically as agents of the hospital to make as much money off you as possible and then ship you out for a consultation elsewhere. So they're not even treating people anymore. They're just being given a referral to see an ENT or an ophthalmologist or whatever the specialist is. But they're not doing very much at all in the ERs unless you come in, of course, with a heart attack, stroke, something in extremis. If it's anything else, forget it. You just paid about $600 to $800 or more for someone to tell you to go somewhere else. That's not healthcare. And that's where they're making their money. So you have the hospitals, you know, buying up urgent care, freestanding urgent care centers, so they can put their stamp on them and raise the price and actually act like an octopus or tentacles to bring you into the hospital system, charge you more, but again, give you less. That's their moneymaker at this point. It's not the hospital anymore, because the government's decreased their reimbursements. Sick people end up costing the hospital money in many ways, and they want healthy people. They want you to walk into an urgent care, spend X number of bucks, maybe get treatment if you're lucky, but more likely get sent to an outpatient facility or a doctor's office affiliated as an outpatient version so they can get charged more. It's outrageous. But if people don't know this, they fall right into the trap. I have a patient yesterday who called me who needs an ultrasound because they have a thyroid problem. And I have no choice, but I have to send them to a hospital-based system in order to get the ultrasound. I got this frantic call back that, yeah, it's $1,200 for this ultrasound-guided aspiration. That's about a $300 procedure. Maybe $5 if you want to add an ultrasound. It certainly isn't $1,200. So we're talking about four times, on average, the cost of doing a simple procedure. And it's just, this is what you get. So stay out of the hospital system. Stay away from practices that are hospital-owned or hospital-controlled because they don't have access. They don't have control over the cost of the healthcare that's delivered. They become part of that cost, that fee scale. Like you told me way back, you know, when your doctor switched into the hospital and didn't tell you that their practice was bought out and it cost you an arm and a leg, but you didn't even know. There's no pre-warning about the cost. I mean, you really have to ask, and they still won't be able to tell you most of the time. But it's incumbent upon you to not think that it's all free, that just because you have an insurance card, everything's covered. It's not. And doctors are getting more savvy about pushing the responsibility onto the patient. I no longer will have a patient not sign an extra piece of paper, a form that comes into my office. But if the insurance doesn't pay for it, you are responsible for your bill. Doctors are going to be doing that more and more. So there's no way that you're going to be able to legally escape not paying your bill. And even if the insurance company doesn't cover it, which is increasing, patients are going to become more responsible and on the hook for health care that's delivered. So the system is becoming very rigid, very, very tightly controlled. That's on one aspect of it. The privacy side of it is another thing that's basically, it's kind of gone. I'm not sure about what your strategy is, Dave, but are you starting to look for doctors who are outside of the hospital system now?
And I was going to mention, too, that you try to do your due diligence, and you call the insurance company, and you get one story. You call the doctor's office, you get another story.
True.
And both of them don't seem to know what either one of them's talking about. And so you go back to the insurance company, and you want to get it in writing. They won't give it to you in writing. I want to know exactly what you're going to cover on this procedure. And then you go back to the doctor and you say, I want to know exactly what this procedure is going to cost. And they give you more runaround, more verbiage, and answer no questions. And it's, you don't know what to say. You don't know what to do other than, and you finally throw up your hands and say, to hell with them. I'm not doing anything, you know. Until you go outside of the insurance and outside of the doctor that's on the hospital payroll.
You have to start looking for doctors who have their prices, who have transparent prices, whether that they list them on their website, or if you call and you say, how much is it for a person, for a self-pay patient? How much is it for an initial visit? And they can tell you, one point blank, this is the fee. Those are the people that you need to see. So you know what you're getting for your money. You know what the value is. It's a huge deal. It's a huge savings, for one thing. So you're seeing a doctor who has the time to see you, get to know you, fix the problem, not just medicate you, because that's another issue. And it's going to become a huge cost issue. For all those patients who are on 10, 15 medications, I don't even know how they'd afford that anymore because the prices have gone just through the roof. And they've managed to, the formularies have changed dramatically. Another example of a patient who I wrote for, an inhaler, back in May. She was happy with it. She called for a refill. We sent back the refill. We get this crazed call from the patient. It's not covered. What's going on? So, you know, it needed to be. It's off formulary. I didn't find that out until I called for the pre-certification. Comes to find out that since she changed insurance companies, that is not even covered under insurance. So she's going to have to pay $200, $250 for this inhaler. That seems to be the base price of the cheap drugs now, $250. And she can't afford that. So now I have to put her on something else, and she's really not happy. And it's just an adversarial relationship that gets created between the doctor and the patient. As if it's my fault that it happened, I had nothing to do with that. And you spend the time trying to talk people down because they're so upset. It's your insurance company that's screwing you over, not me. Trust me, I'm not getting paid either. And let's take a break and tease this out. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare. But for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. Before the break, I was going to go into the weeds of the healthcare of medical insurance. Look, if you have a medical insurance card right now and you have your pocket, look at it, because it says in small print that just because they say that, you know, they approve something, doesn't mean they have to pay it. That is the legal loophole that they have. So you can go through pre-certifications like we did. You can ask for approval like we did. You can even get a letter, and they can say that it's okay to do the case or the procedure or the test. And after the fact, they can come back and say, well, we're not going to pay it. And we said, just because we said it was okay doesn't mean we're going to pay it. That is the loophole. Why can't we just have something straightforward? I'd rather go through a rigorous process of getting approved for something, knowing at the end of it that they're not going to pull the rug on me or my patient, and frankly, me, because any doctor who signs these contracts, they're in the contract letter of the contract states that if the insurance company does not pay it, does not cover it, that the patient is not responsible to pay it. So basically, the bottom line is the doctor or the hospital is on the hook for delivering service and not getting paid for it. You need to understand that if you're a physician, that your power, the leverage you have to stand on when you're with an insurance company is nothing. I mean, they basically cut you off at the knees. You're hoping for the best when you see an insured patient. My mentality at this point is I'm done seeing insured patients. I only want to see fee-for-service, cash-based, or medical cost-sharing patients, because that doesn't exist in that category. If MediShare, Liberty HealthShare, Samaritan tells you that they're going to pay you as a physician, they don't pull their word, they don't pull a rug out from underneath you, it's a bond. That does not exist in the healthcare insurance market for the doctor or the patient. Now, I say that we need to take a stand and stop allowing them to do this to us. And okay. The way you do that is you stop taking the insurance.
Dr. George, have you heard of any insurance company going after the health share people at all?
No, they can't. It's not insurance. What are they going to do? Tell a private company that's not even insurance that you can't exist? Besides, it's written into the letter of the law, so, oh, well, they can't do it. And the interesting thing, I'm sure it was, thought about, oh, it's not that many people, it's just a few hundred families, maybe a couple thousand families. This is no competition, let's just give them a bone. But what they did is they opened the door to empowerment for people who get it, for people who don't want to be victims by the system, for people who want to take control of their health and actually want to work, make the system finally work for them. This is like a no-brainer. When you really understand the power of it, And it's not this big pie-in-the-sky thing. It exists. You know, I've had office workers who've had medications and huge surgeries paid for that cost them, you know, $1,500 out of pocket for major surgery. And really, major surgery in the facility of their choice with a doctor of their choice. This is like a no-brainer. If more people would wake up, stop being led around by the nose, stop living in this PC market, you know, of it's all about political correctness where you have to somehow, you know, cut off your own nose to spite your own face in order to be worthy. That's ridiculous.
By the way, this is a good opportunity. If people are wondering about or want more information about Liberty HealthShare, they can go to our website, click on Liberty On Call, which will take them right to the Liberty HealthShare website. They can find out all about it. They can. It's endorsed by you, Dr. George, and want to encourage people to do that. Find out. Just, you know, you got to take care of yourself, and this is one way of doing it.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we've just discussed at length. If you think that if you get a catastrophic illness, that your insurance company is going to have your back, they're not. I mean, they're trying to get people off of policies that would pay for cancer care, that would give you the chance of survival. What they want, and I've said it before, is to put you in a hospice, put you on morphine, make you comfortable, have you sign a directive that you can pull a plug, or even not even that. You can sign a directive that you want to be, that you want, you know, heroic care. A bioethics panel will just override you, not tell your family, and put you on, put you in palliative care, which is a hospice situation. So they're not even listening to what you're, big surprise. Do they listen to anything at this point that people want? They don't. And they know what's best for you. This is population, collectivist-based, fascist healthcare system, corporate-driven, with the power of the government behind it, where they're all in together to create choices that work against you, but make them money no matter what choice you pick. You win, I win, you lose, I win. That's the mentality. And this is people's lives that we're talking about. I mean, we don't talk a lot about other political stuff on the show, but this is a bigger picture here. This all fits in line with the global warming phenomenon, you know, whatever that is. Basically what that is again another pressure on people who are the workers in society, the people who are doing something, who are working and actually providing a service. Those are the people who are going to be hurt by this. And the developing countries, those are the ones that are going to be hurt by this, because you won't be able to have heat. You won't be able to drive a car. You won't be able to do things that make your life easier. And you're going to have to pay the privilege to the UN in this case. And so it's another transfer of wealth from wealthy countries, specifically us, to everybody else. I don't know if you've been paying attention to this meeting in Paris, but the way this thing is set up, the developed countries, I should say the richer countries, not even developed because India and China don't count in this apparently, we're going to have to send money or pay money to underdeveloped countries so that they can, you know, support them or subsidize them so that their systems will help them decrease global warming. It's a transfer of wealth. That's what it is. So it's a tax that we're all going to have to pay to the UN, which becomes the global controller of this. It's a complete scam, and the people who are supposedly causing more of the greenhouse gas, China, India, don't have to pay anything because they're developing countries. How does that work when they're going to have, or at least the Chinese may actually now be part of the basket of global currencies? How could you have that as a first world country, but still get to ride the wave of a welfare state? I don't understand how that works, do you?
Not at all. It's just one more scam.
Okay. I mean, it's 24/7. Somebody comes up with something. You know, plant a tree, for God's sake. Actually, I listened to a show yesterday. I mean, I remember my biology. I'm sure you do too, about photosynthesis and how,
sure,
CO2 is turned into oxygen. So all this global warming crap that people talk about is actually, it's an ecosystem. All the trees, all the greenery in our world are designed to take CO2 and convert it to oxygen. And they adapt by getting bigger, by getting greener, by getting larger leaves in order to do that. So there's no proof, really. There's a lot of hot air and a lot of heat and a lot of bullying going on because it's a money-making venture. Let's be honest. You know, plant some more trees. You know, Brazil, when they cut down, deforested a great deal of their Amazon, that was a big deal. Nobody talked about that. They're part of the problem. If you think it's a problem, they're part of that problem. So, you know, there's no reason for you or I to have to stop taking warm showers or live in a box in a city, you know, or not drive a car in order to lower CO2, while people who are supporting this are running around in planes, living in huge compounds, and having a huge CO2 footprint, but it's okay for them, but not for you or me. I take offense to that.
As well, we all should.
Yeah, we should.
Let's take our last break, and we'll be back on Medicine on Call right after this.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. I don't think at any stage at this point that we can divorce ourselves or negate the bigger picture, the global picture of centralized control, because it's got its finger in everything. You know, the World Health Organization has been running our healthcare system as it has all healthcare systems across the world from the get-go. The coding system is based in them. Population-based medicine is based on what they deem to be, you know, important outcomes, what medications, all these things are centrally driven. We're just pawns on this game board, basically. And, you know, I alluded to global warming because it matters. It matters. It's going to affect the health of people, specifically seniors. If you have to lower your, you know, live in a colder house or not be able to drive a car and have to take public transportation, that puts you at risk of being, of pneumonia, of being in the elements of stress on your system, on your psyche, on your body. These all are going to affect you from a healthcare standpoint. But the linchpin, the overriding thing that links everything together is the theory of Cloward and Piven. You create chaos. You create a system that's overwhelmed. That's what they want. They wanted to overwhelm the system, to remake it in a socialized, centralized form. And that's what the powers that be that are running our country are doing. They want us to be subservient to a central entity, in this case, across the world, is the UN. What do you think the TPP is? What do you think the Global Warming Treaty is? These are treaties, right? These are things that override our Constitution without having been voted on, without us having seen it or read it, and us not having veto power over it. That means we are literally handing our country our sovereignty over. And when you think about it in those terms, you understand, really understand why we have this mass migration phenomenon happening globally. They're creating chaos in these countries, and they're literally forcing people away from their own country into the Western world, whether that's Europe, whether that's Scandinavia, whether that's the United States. It's happening all over. This is a bigger picture. And when you get rid of borders, when you get rid of the feeling of, you know, you have belonging to a country, then you get to be controlled by a bigger picture. You're just a global citizen all of a sudden. It's all about globalism. Everybody's the same. Everybody should want. We're not all the same in terms of what our morals and what our ethics and what our, you know, what makes our national identity. We're not, and it's a conflict that's going to brew because of it. But again, what's it, Rahm Emanuel, never let a crisis go to waste. As soon as you have people at each other's throats, then you come in with, let's get rid of the guns, let's have, you know, let's make this a more rigid society, let's get rid of free speech because it hurts someone's feelings. This is a bigger picture that's going on. People need to take a step back, stop thinking with their emotions, and really take a step back and see how you're being manipulated. This is just everything's happening at the same time. It's almost like you can't turn left or right without something, some crisis coming online. But I just don't think in those small terms. I'm thinking in a bigger term. They want us to do this. They want us to be at each other's throat. They want us to be fearful and to depend on the government to help us. And they have something for us, all right, but we may not like what it is. What's your take on all this, Dave?
You know, they've done an outstanding job from hitting us from every angle, and mm-hmm. one that is obviously not medicine, but people are... They have manipulated us. They're manipulating us at the gas pump right now. Mm-hmm. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, the prices are down below $2 a gallon, and this is, you know, he's done it, and it's all of this ethanol, and ethanol is crap. It's garbage. They're killing both the coal industry and the oil industry and the natural gas industry. This is the legislature, this is our Congress and our president that are putting our economy out of business. They're breaking us up medically, they're breaking us up through the EPA, they're breaking our economy. People say, oh, well, everything's wonderful. No, it's not. And, we had more jobs than we've ever had. No, we don't. You know, it's just in the media. I get so upset with my own industry that the news has become a person's opinion, and this is seen with Obamacare. It's seen in medicine, everything. And what do I think? I think we're in deep trouble.
Well, if we allow it to continue, you're right.
No.
But, you know, you talk about the media, but you have to remember that there's so few owners. It's only like, what is it, like two major companies now that own all these media outlets, and it's become entertainment. It's no longer about information, and they're trying to lead us into thinking a certain way. It's mind control on so many levels. I don't care what candidate you're for. That's your business. But I would make a recommendation that you actually listen to what is said and not the sound bites, because they do a lot of manipulation, and you only hear half of a sound bite to color what your response is supposed to be, right? So there's a lot of things going on. Overall, there's less people getting killed by guns in the country than ever before. You would think when you have these mass shootings that it's an epidemic. It may be in Chicago. I don't doubt that. But overall, the number of people getting killed is lower. And they never talk about the instances where somebody who's carrying a concealed gun actually stops a crime. There's a great story here yesterday on the news about neighbors who saved a 90-year-old neighbor who was being assaulted and stabbed outside their home. And they heard him calling, you know, help me, they're trying to kill me. And two neighbors had, you know, permits for guns, came out, and saved their neighbor's life. They didn't shoot the perpetrator. They held him for the police to get there. That's how the system is supposed to work.
Honest people with guns
helping each other. You know, those are not the people who need to be disarmed. And if you do gun control, those are the very people who are going to lose the power to protect themselves and their neighbors. The police cannot be everywhere all the time.
So
even if you wanted to call them, you still have to wait for them to get there, 15, 20 minutes, who knows. You might as well learn to protect yourself And when you do that, and when you're prepared, you don't live in fear. And I think that's the major fear of the government, that they won't be needed, that you won't be able, they won't be able to, make you fear enough to give up your rights and your privileges and your God-given rights as an individual. You don't do that when you're not afraid. So this is a system that's driven by fear, false lack. It's always designed. You just described the gas situation. They're trying to drive down, the price right now so that they can jack it up later. I mean, they're closing down coal plants. They're closing down refineries. They're creating a situation where at some point we're going to have an opposite effect and we're going to be paying more because we don't have enough resources. And that's what they do. This is why opting away from the medical insurance market gives you control, because you no longer are limited by the limited resources in the healthcare medical insurance delivery system. They have not enough doctors, not enough resources, not enough hospitals. Everything's expensive, not enough medications. It's all expensive because they've limited the amount and the access. When you step away from that and you see doctors who are independent, who have unlimited amounts of time to spend with you because they can afford to, they can access other independent facilities that have a fraction of the cost for their delivery of services, whether it's labs, pathology, radiology, other specialists who actually think the same way, and you pay a fraction of what you're paying in the hospital system, you realize very quickly that, hey, I don't have to pay a lot, but I can get a lot. That's what people need to decide. And it's not Walmart-based. It's actually the old system where it's all about individual choice, the doctor spending time with you, treating the problem, fixing the problem, not just treating the symptoms, not throwing you on a thousand medications, but actually getting you to a point where you can have your body help itself. This is a whole phenomenon where it's about, about the essence of medicine, about Hippocratic Oath, not agents for the government, which is what doctors have become in the system. You have to open your mind, and you have to think outside the box. And once you do that, you will not go back, and that'll ripple through the rest of everything else that you think about and everything else you do, whether that's moving from a bank to a credit union, for example, where they're not going to have a glitch like we did this weekend where the credit cards or the debit cards got turned off for about 24 hours where nothing worked. And we actually called our bank to figure out what was going on. And they, there was a glitch. Well, that means you had no access to your money for 24 hours. And in that time, what else went on with your money? Identity stuff is through the roof. Look, why don't you start working in a cash basis so that you don't have to worry about somebody using your identity? So there's lots of choices now that while we can still make them, we need to do so that we can not allow the system to roll over us. We do have choices. Time to take your power back. I guess it's it for the show, so I will sign off on that note. Thank you for listening to Medicine on Call, and I will see you next week.
Dr. George, thank you. We'll be back with Medicine on Call a week from today. Take care, Dr. George.
Thank you.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.